It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, indeed it is. Listen, thanks for joining us. It's opening day here in Detroit, as we've been talking about earlier in the show, and excited that it is, even though maybe not that excited about the ability of our team to compete favorably this year. Nonetheless, we love our Tigers. We're all homers, right?
Oh, right.
And they expect the ballpark to be packed today, nonetheless. That's a cool thing that, you know, it's not just about the team. It's a tradition. It's part of the Detroit culture. It's a holiday, right, for many, whether legal or not, if you will.
It's good
day
for the city of Detroit. I mean,
yeah,
people are out and about. They're outside the stadium. They're going to the restaurants or going to the bars. I mean, the streets are packed, especially around the stadium today. And it's just fun to see people out.
It absolutely
is.
Even on a Thursday, even with a marginal team still there to be part of it all. And it is. It's an exciting day in Detroit. All right. So that's great. Listen, another exciting thing happening here in the city of Detroit is honoring entrepreneurs who are enterprising, making things happen, pursuing their dreams, giving it their all, taking risks. I mean, these entrepreneurs who come up with an idea and go out and try to make it happen, there is very little roadmap. And there are so many various ingredients that are required in order to make something go. You can lay out your best plans. You can raise the money. You can do a lot of the things right and still lose. This is a tough game. Entrepreneurs, when they win, especially when they win big, it's really incredible. And there's this great program here supported by TechTown and Comerica called the Hatch Detroit Contest. And I have to tell you guys, candidly, I have mixed feelings about contests because, I don't know, like, for example, the winner of this program, it's amazing. Win $100,000 in startup funds from Comerica Bank. They get a package of accounting, legal, IT, and public relations assistance from Hatch Detroit. All that, and its partners, TechTown, all that is great. All that is great. The unfortunate thing is, with every one winner, you have those that don't win that are also, by some measure, also deserving. And so I also have mixed feelings about contests in general with things like this. But nonetheless, we certainly think it's a great program. We definitely do. And some exciting businesses are being born out of it. Now, this is a contest for entrepreneurs who want to have a brick and mortar business within the city of Detroit. So not only are these businesses that are going to make contributions to the owner of the business, the proprietor and the families, the employees of those businesses, the customers, but it also has an impact on the community because it is a brick and mortar business and it does enhance the overall community experience, the quality of the community experience, the lifestyle. Some of these businesses add marginally in the way of fun or maybe cool food. Others provide essentials. And so anyway, it's an exciting program. And we've got the semifinalists now who have been announced. I think it's, what is it, April 13th?
Yep, April 13th is the
finalists will be named.
That's right.
And then I believe at the end of the month, they'll pick the winner. Is that right?
Yep, on April 26th.
Yeah. All right, so let's call out a few of these businesses. It's interesting to kind of see what people are thinking about, what businesses are bubbling up. I think businesses and entrepreneurial endeavors, of course, are a reflection of what's going on in our society at any given time because businesses are intended to address a need or a want in the marketplace. And so they are a reflection of kind of where we are as a society, what we think is important, what we think we desire. Let's run through a few of these. Any jump out
food
to you guys?
Is always, food is always focus here.
can't miss with food, right?
Can't miss with food. I think it was Little Liberia that won last year.
That's right.
The Hatch program. And on the list, I see many food endeavors that are trying to make their way. A couple that stood out to me, always into the coffee, Sepia Coffee Project. They've made it into the semifinals here. This other one, Ice Cream Detroit. It's Detroit's only liquor-infused frozen dessert company.
Let's stop right there. By the way, the public has an opportunity to influence the outcome here. There's a public side of the voting as a formal side of the voting. So any of these that sound great to you, get your vote in. Go to Hatch Detroit and you'll be able to place your vote. Ice Cream Detroit, Kristen, you called that one out. Detroit's only liquor-infused frozen dessert company. Now, I mean, how can that lose?
This is what I'm saying.
Handcrafted ice cream. Exactly. Sorbet mixed with liquor, beer, or wine.
How about the tacos? Shell-shocked tacos.
Shell-shocked tacos. That's a cool one.
I like
one.
That one, too. I also thought this is interesting.
By the way, let's call out Latin-inspired Detroit-style street food. And it's an escape from the ordinary. Hey, with a name like Shell Shock Tacos, it better be an escape from the ordinary.
I'm intrigued already.
It better not be ordinary.
Right. I'm intrigued already. Right. How about this one, though? Bouncing around the Motor City. It's one-stop shop for balloons, decor, event planning, and party rentals.
Mm.
I like that.
There you go. That's a service we all need from time to time.
Absolutely.
There's a Chinese food making pop-up experience. Fast casual eatery shares ingredients.
That's a good one.
They help you put it all together. Now this one, clean sneaker care, a footwear and accessory restoration service. My sons will support that business entirely. I'll tell you that, with their shoes.
Single-handedly.
Oh my God. They can't get any dirt on their Nikes, whatever it is. I don't know. Anyway. All right, very cool. So good luck to those semifinalists, the finalists coming up soon. And speaking of coming up soon, got the Paul W. Show coming up soon. I know, Ann, you're standing by. Good morning.
I was talking to
Paul.
You, but they didn't have me up. I was asking while you were going through
Paul's
that list. What is this, a new segment called Let's Go Through the Yellow Pages?
No, not Yellow Pages, Paul. These are entrepreneurs who have made it into the semifinal round of the Hatch Detroit contest. These are tomorrow's
great businesses.
We
didn't hear that. We didn't hear that part. Nan and I are looking at each other going, is this a new segment?
Paul, you got to wake up. It's sooner than a quarter to six.
Well, believe me, I woke up a lot sooner than quarter to six. I'm downtown at Tiger Stadium. I mean, I'm at Comerica Park.
Beautiful.
We're looking right at it from the Opera House. So we're getting two different kinds of culture going on here. Tiger baseball culture. And the opera culture.
Love it. That's
so
a great combination.
We've got it both going on. As the this has been what we've done for a long time. I don't know how it began, but I'm glad it is. We're looking at
great
at
view,
Comerica Park,
beautiful.
All lit up and empty and quiet before the storm.
It's before the storm. Well, listen, we're going to be tuning into you guys, of course. Great to know you're down there at Comerica Park. Going to be a fun day in Detroit, that's for sure. And we're going to be tuning in to the Paul W. Show coming up next right here on WJR.